Good morning, RVA. It's 61 degrees and the weather continues to improve. Today, expect highs in the mid-80s, plenty of sun, and maybe some wind later in the afternoon. It's an excellent day to ride your bike to work, if I do say so myself. Water cooler. The Gray Street parking tower, in its current form, is dead, says Ned Oliver. Remember, this is an ultra-valuable, mega-central, city-owned piece of property. Richmond should expect excellent and multiple proposals from highly qualified developers when selling any of our property, especially for such a central piece of land like this one. If these particular developers want to build an 18-story residential tower with 800 parking spots, there are many, many privately owned surface lots in the area where they can do exactly that. P.S., but even if they're buying land that's private adjacent to the Pulse Corridor, I'd still say that's way too much parking for a part of town that is supposed to be focused on transit, not storing people's cars. Ned Oliver also has today's budget update. Council decided to scrap all of the proposed cigarette, meals, and emission taxes, which means council will most likely need to make further cuts to balance their version of the budget due to major increases in funding for police and fire salaries. Keep an eye on the secret $8 million found in the school budget and the unexpected $13 million found in the city's budget. The city can't fund operating costs with these big piles of cash and probably shouldn't fund one-time expenses, but, like, we need more money, y'all. Also, the picture and caption accompanying this article are wonderful. Jonathan Costin at WRIC talks to some of the city's first black firefighters. The first integrated station, Engine Company No. 9, stood at the intersection of Duval and 5th and was torn down in 1968, I'm assuming as part of the demolition of Jackson Ward to make way for the highway. A bunch of folks from Richmond Magazine toured the almost-finished ICA building, and here's what they had to say as it relates to all of the various writing beats. The pictures from inside the construction are so neat. Over on the RVA subreddit, someone asks for restaurant suggestions with round tables. What a fascinating question. As City Council and School Board work to finalize their budgets, you can hit up Ironclad Coffee in Scott's Edition today for a fundraiser supporting building a better RPS. Money raised goes to support volunteer efforts to make our schools a little bit better, stuff like cleaning bathrooms, replacing light bulbs, and landscaping. There's a ton of stuff going on nationally. Cool Saturn space stuff. ACA repeal is back in the news. Trump's tax quote-unquote plan. And the end of the internet as we know it. Maybe just spend some time on Vox this morning. Sports. Squirrels got canned by Bowie 2-13. They've got the day off today. Nats beat Colorado 11-4. They'll wrap up the series today at 3:10 p.m. This morning's long read is titled The Human Centipede or How to Move to New York. Whoa, an unexpectedly good read about writing depression and the human centipede. Here's an excerpt. I moved to New York from graduate school. I was in my mid-20s, and what do we do when we're in our mid-20s? We moved to New York with very little money and very high hopes. Like many, I entered into the nexus of love and wealth and fame, looking for a piece of the glistering and transmutable dream itself. In short, I was here to write a book. This morning's Instagram is by Instagram user RVA_adventures, and it is a picture of the new sculpture at the VMFA, which honestly looks like someone copy and pasted a crazy thing onto another thing. You can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on gmrva.com.